This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. High fiber intake reduces all-cause mortality by 23%, analysis of 3.5 million people shows. A comprehensive meta-analysis of 64 prospective studies involving 3.5 million participants reveals that fiber intake could be one of the most powerful yet underutilized interventions for preventing premature death. The 2024 systematic review published in Clinical Nutrition found that people with the highest fiber consumption had 23% lower all-cause mortality compared to those with the lowest intake. 23% reduction in all-cause mortality among highest fiber consumers versus lowest, from analysis of 3.5 million people. Mortality risk reduction by daily fiber intake. Risk reduction compared to very low intake, 0 to 10 gram, based on dose response analysis, 23% all-cause mortality reduction, 26% cardiovascular mortality reduction, 15 average U.S. adult daily intake. Source: Reynolds et al., The Lancet 2019, Ramazani et al., Clinical Nutrition 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Massive scale of evidence points to consistent benefits. The Ramazani systematic review, led by researchers from multiple international institutions, represents the largest pooled analysis of fiber and mortality to date. The study found that cardiovascular mortality was reduced by 26% and cancer mortality by 22% among the highest fiber consumers. Every health endpoint measured moved in the same protective direction, creating what researchers describe as an unusually consistent signal across different causes of death. These findings align with the landmark 2019 Reynolds meta-analysis published in The Lancet, which pooled 185 prospective cohorts to map the dose-response relationship. That analysis revealed that mortality risk drops sharply from near-zero intake up to about 25 grams per day, then plateaus. The protective effect is most pronounced in the range where most people currently fall short. For additional insights on nutrition research findings, see our coverage of recent studies examining dietary interventions and health outcomes. Americans consume half the protective dose. According to intake surveys analyzed by the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, U.S. adults average around 15 grams of fiber per day. This places the typical American roughly halfway up the mortality risk curve, not at the protective plateau. The Institute of Medicine recommends 25 grams daily for women and 38 grams for men, targets that align closely with the 25-gram inflection point identified in the dose-response analysis. Published intake surveys suggest approximately 95% of American adults fail to reach even the lower end of the recommended range. This represents what researchers characterize as arguably the single largest preventable nutrition-related mortality gap in the current evidence base. The gap between current consumption and protective levels is both measurable and modifiable through dietary changes. For practical guidance on increasing fiber intake safely, visit our clinical updates section covering evidence-based dietary recommendations. Biological mechanisms link gut health to systemic protection. The protective effects of fiber operate through well-characterized biological pathways that connect colon physiology to systemic health outcomes. Fiber escapes digestion in the small intestine and reaches the colon intact, where resident bacteria ferment it into short-chain fatty acids. These metabolites have been shown in controlled studies published in Nature Reviews Gastroenterology and Hepatology to reduce inflammation and support immune function. Viscous-soluble fibers like beta-glucan from oats and psyllium demonstrate additional direct mechanisms. Research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows these fibers bind bile acids in the intestinal lumen and increase their fecal excretion. This forces the liver to synthesize replacement bile acids using cholesterol from circulation, contributing to the cardiovascular benefits observed in the mortality studies. Comparing the highest fiber consumers to the lowest, all-cause mortality was 23% lower, cardiovascular mortality was 26% lower, and cancer mortality was 22% lower across 3.5 million participants. Ramazani et al., Clinical Nutrition, 2024, Key takeaways: meta-analysis of 3.5 million people shows 23% reduction in all-cause mortality with high fiber intake. Protective effects plateau around 25 to 30 grams daily, but 95% of Americans consume less than recommended amounts. Current average intake of 15 grams daily places most people at the steepest part of the risk curve. Both cardiovascular and cancer mortality show significant reductions with adequate fiber consumption. Frequently asked questions: how much fiber do I need daily for mortality benefits? The dose response data shows maximum benefits around 25 to 30 grams daily, with steep risk reduction from 0 to 25 grams. The Institute of Medicine recommends 25 grams for women and 38 grams for men, which aligns with the research findings. What foods provide the most protective fiber? The studies included all fiber sources, but soluble fibers from oats, beans, and psyllium show particularly strong mechanistic evidence. Whole grains, fruits, and vegetables all contributed to the observed mortality benefits in the pooled analyses. Can fiber supplements provide the same benefits as food sources? The meta-analyses included both dietary and supplemental fiber sources. However, whole food sources provide additional beneficial compounds and are generally recommended as the primary approach, with supplements used to help reach target levels when needed. The convergence of large-scale observational data with established biological mechanisms positions fiber intake as both a nutrition recommendation and a mortality intervention. As researchers continue to refine understanding of optimal intake levels and sources, the current evidence suggests that closing the fiber gap could represent one of the most accessible and impactful public health opportunities available through dietary modification. Source: fiber gets treated as nutrition advice and rarely as a mortality intervention. The meta-analysis data suggests it should be both